سلامه على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولأكابرنا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أشد أذنا لقارئ القرآن من صاحب القينة إلى قينته أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حاضرين كرام honorable brothers and sisters recently the country was in a state of elections voting time parties and to achieve power and position the candidates they would flatter the people they would tolerate abuses and even humiliation from the people and certain members of the crowd all for the purpose of winning the pleasure of the masses the pleasure of the people and to become favorites and selected members of some party of the ruling party or whatever party the human being has a tendency to try to impress others to win the favors of others that's the tendency of the normal human being to become and especially with those who have wealth power and authority to flatter them do things to impress them to become their favorites so the prime minister likes you or you are the favorite of this party You have attachment with a minister. You become the favorite, or you are the favorite people of these wealthy businessmen. That's the tendency. That's the normal inclination of the human being. Subhanallah, Jalla Jalaluhu, a Muslim, a mu'min, behaves differently. A Muslim and a mu'min wants to win the favors of Allah. He wants to impress Allah. He wants to do actions pleasing to Allah. He wants to become involved in the ta'at of Allah. And this should be our game, this should be our goal, our aim, and our objective in life. To become the favorites of Allah. To earn the pleasure of Allah and to get the love of Allah. As mentioned in a hadith which is in Bukhari Sharif, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a slave, He wants to make that slave amongst His favorites, He wants to favor that slave, nada Jabra'ila, He calls out to Jibreel, He announces to him, Inna Allaha yuhibbu fulanan, indeed Allah loves so and so person, fa ahibbahu, so O Jibreel, you also love him. Fa yuhibbuhu Jibreel, then Jibreel begins to love that person also, loved by Jibreel, loved by Allah. Thumma nada Jibreelu ahla sama, then Jibreel alayhi salam calls out to the people, to the inmates of the heavens, the malaika. Inna Allaha yuhibbu fulanan, Allah loves so and so person. So and so person is amongst the favorites of Allah. Fa ahibbuhu, so you also, O malaika, O dwellers of the heavens, you also love him. فَيُحِبُّونَهُ, so they also begin to love that person. And the love spreads and spreads from the heavens to the earth. The Prophet ﷺ said, حَتَّى يُضَعَ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, until qabool and acceptance is placed for him in the earth. He becomes maqbool, accepted by Allah. He becomes maqbool, accepted by His Rasul. The lovers of Allah, the people of Allah, the dwellers of the earth begin to love him. People begin to love him. The love spreads. It all started and originated from Allah. Even the fishes in the ocean begin to love him. Even the ants begin to love him. The creatures of the land begin to love him, and even the jinnat begin to love him. Such a person get in the friendship of Allah. Wow, subhanallah. Subhanallah. He becomes a friend of Allah, a favorite of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the wali, the friend, the patron, the helper, the supporter of the believers. Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ilan-nur. He takes them out from darkness into light, into nur, and they begin to develop more nur and more nur, more nur. Spiritual growth and growth and growth. Iman becomes stronger and it becomes apparent on their faces, in their actions. Sibghatullah, the coloring of Allah. Allah colors people, whomsoever He wants, with His coloring, with His dye. Waman ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. And who is better than Allah in terms of dyeing and coloring someone? When a fabric, a garment, a cloth is soaked into a dye, the effects of the dye become visible in every fiber of the fabric. You can see it. And so too, when a man becomes the favorite of Allah and he grows in noor and in noor and in noor, then the coloring of Allah means here the deen of Allah. He becomes colored with the deen of Allah. And just as the cloth becomes visible with the effects of the dye in every fiber of the fabric, so to this man, he becomes visible with the effects of the deen in every action that he does, in every statement that he does, even on his person, even on his body. You can see the effects of the dye that is of the deen of Allah, to become the favorites of Allah. The kuffar, on the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Dear friends, the awliya, the taghut, the shaitan. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. And these shayateen and demons and devils, who are their friends, they take them out from noor, from good actions, from light, towards darkness, ila dhulumat, and they deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate, and as they grow older, they get uglier, their faces get darker, even physically and spiritually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom we should make all effort to impress and to become his favorites. And he's always looking and he's always watchful. Because when a person is trying to impress another, he watches and looks and sees if the other person is watching or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallahu basirum bil-ibad. Allah is ever watchful over his ibad and over his servants. He's always watching. And you know what he watches? What he looks at? What we look at? We see the exterior. We see the zawahir, the outward appearances. That's what we see. Faces, faces. Said Sayyidul Kawnain, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah, indeed Allah, la yanduru ila suwarikum. He doesn't look at your surats, at your faces, at your exteriors, your outward appearances. Inna Allah la yanduru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, nor does he look at your wealth. Walakin yanduru ila qulubikum wa amalikum, but he looks at your hearts and he looks at your amal and your deeds and your actions. A person becomes the favorite of Allah, he becomes the friend of Allah. What other friend does he need? Subhanallah. Becoming the friend of Allah will mean he'll be the friend of those who love Allah also. And that's enough for him. The love of Allah, the love of the Rasul, and the love of those who love Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Allahumma arzuqni hubbaka. O Allah, grant me your love. Wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubbuhu indak. And O Allah, grant me the love of those whose love will benefit me. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يَنْفَعُنِي حُبُّهُ عِنْدَكَ. Grant me the love of those people that will benefit me with you. That by my loving them and by their loving me, this will benefit me with you. عِنْدَكَ, Ya Allah. That is why when people rise from low qualities, low down qualities, base qualities. They rise from the low stages of the nafsi ammara, and they develop and they try to please Allah, and they get taqwa and piety. You will notice a love and a respect will exist amongst themselves for each other. And then when a person tries to harm, because people begin to jealous you, they become jealous of you, they begin to envy you, hasad, jealousy, malice, hatred and spite. It's very prominent, outstanding and dominant in the dunya. People sometimes, for no reason, because the man is wealthy, they lash out against him. Because that family is wealthy, they lash out against them, because they don't have that wealth. And they show ingratitude. So why should he be driving in an Audi, and why should I be riding a bicycle? And because of that hasad and jealousy, they envy the person, whereby they are actually showing ingratitude to the favors of Allah, and they are not being pleased with the qadha and the decree of Allah. So definitely, and especially in these times, subhanallah, I have heard many riwayat, many reports of Muslims also, even Muslims, going to people of witchcraft, to obia men, to people to do jadu, witchcraft, evil, to send a jinn on this one and a jinn on that one, as though their religion has become sorcery. And even Muslims, I have heard, wallahu alam bisawab, I involved in this heinous evil crime. So today, especially today, the amount of black magic, evil, voodoo, witchcraft, the evil eye also too, the evil eye. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-aynu haqqun, that the evil eye is real. It is very, very real. It could have a bad effect on you. One of our mashayikh, Sheikh Miran Sahib, rahimahullah, used to say that nazar doesn't only affect a child or a baby, that evil eye, but it affects even your property, even your homes, even your vehicles, even your businesses. So people will try to harm you. They will become envious of you for umurud dunya, matters of the dunya. And even in deen it exists. Because the man has more knowledge, he is envious of him. But we are using the hakiki meaning of hasad. If he had ghibta, if he had wished to possess knowledge like him, without having that hasad and jealousy, then mashallah, fabihi, then with it, everything is cool with that, his desire and his talab to get it. A person, subhan, so therefore the evil is real and people will try to harm you. But فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِمَنْ هُوَ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ. What is your dhan? What do you think about a person who is a friend of Allah and for whom Allah is his friend? What do you think about that person? In a hadith Qudsi, Allah reports, يَرْوِي أَنْ رَبِّهِ تَعَالَى, on behalf of his Rabb, that Allah says that when a person becomes my favorite, when a person becomes my friend, when he becomes my wali, when he belongs to my household, man adali waliyan, anybody who bears hostility, anybody who harbors hatred, they want to do witchcraft, jadu, they seek to harm a friend of mine, a favorite of mine, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Then I declare war on such a person. I declare war against such a person. You want to harm him? You backbite, you slander, you are envious. I declare war on that person who wants to hurt those people who become the favorites and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can a person do battle with Allah? Wow. Pharaoh, Firaun, he thought he could do battle with Allah until Allah drowned him in the Red Sea. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, when they will come, they will think they could do battle with Allah. And they will shoot the arrows up into the skies, and the arrows will return back with blood on the tips, and they will say, we have killed the inmates of the heavens. Can someone do battle with Allah? Ma'ath Allah. But before we end the khutbah today, what is the secret and what is the formula to become the favorites of Allah? It is very short and sweet. It is a hadith, short and sweet, for us to remember for life and to teach our children, to propagate it, to do tabligh of it. The hadith was reported by the Muhaddith An-Nasa'i, by Ibn Majah, Imam Al-Hakim, and Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah. ونفعنا الله بعلومهم آمين وربنا زدنا علما ونسألك عملا متقبلا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن لله أهلين من الناس. إن لله, indeed for Allah. What is there for Allah? أهلين من الناس, people who belong to the household of Allah. People who belong to the ahl and the family of Allah, figuratively speaking, that is. From amongst mankind, amongst the nas, amongst the mankind, there are those who belong to the ahl and the ahleen and the family members. There are those who belong to the household of Allah, the favorites of Allah. People walk on the face of the earth, but in the eyes of Allah, we are not equal. In the eyes of Allah, we are not equal. And many places Allah mentions this. Sometimes we think what? Yeah, we are equal in the sense that we are human beings. So with respect to humanity, we are equal and we should be given humane treatment. With respect to Jannah and Jahannam, we are all equally eligible to enter Jannah. Ma'ath Allah min Jahannam. With respect to human beings, we enjoy the atmosphere equally. We enjoy the water from the heavens, the rain, equally. And even sometimes that's not even equal, because sometimes Allah deprives a nation of water and there is drought and there is famine. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so with respect to insaniyat and human beings, we are all human beings. Color, creed and race, these things don't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that our creed, our kalima is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah doesn't look at these things. So with respect to that, whether you're black, whether you're white, you're brown, you're handsome, you're ugly, you're tall, you're short, that doesn't matter. We are all equal as human beings. But there are those who make effort to seek the ilm and the inheritance and the warasat of the Prophet, and they spend years trying to get that ilm, to propagate it to the people, to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they and the people and the ummah, they and them can enter the Jannah. Subhanallah. Respect should be shown to them. Allah says in the Holy Quran, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah says, are the people who possess ilm and knowledge equal to those who do not possess ilm? The fuqaha, the ulama, the mashayikh, are they equal to the awam? No. The answer is, kalla. They are not equal, and Allah is saying that. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, only a hypocrite, only a munafiq and a hypocrite, or a person with hypocritical qualities, will insult an alim. You don't insult an alim, a faqih, a jurist, a mufti, a scholar. You don't do that. Only a hypocrite will do that, will insult an alim or an elderly person, especially an elderly Muslim, an aged person. Respect for your elders. Only the munafiq will insult the alim and the elderly old Muslim person, or any elderly person in general. Show respect to them. So Allah says they are not equal. Then Allah says also too, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا Is it that one who is a mu'min equal to one who is a fasiq? Is a mu'min, as human beings they are equal, but is a mu'min and a believer equal to a fasiq and a violator, one who comes out of the obedience of Allah? Al-fasiq alladhi yakruju min ta'atillah fa fasaqa an amrillah. Are they equal? Kalla. So amongst the earth, there are people in China, in India, in Pakistan, in Palestine, in Trinidad, in Guyana, in the Caribbean, people on the face of the earth. But amongst those people, there are those who are the favorites of Allah. Said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas." Indeed, for Allah are families, are ahls, people who belong to the household of Allah. Allah loves them. They are the favorites of Allah. They are the friends of Allah. All the Sahaba were very interested. Qalu, man hum ya Rasul Allah, Messenger of Allah, who are they? Who are they? Who are these people that belong to the household of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Quran, Ahlul Quran, people of the Quran, people of the Quran, people who love Quran, people who attach themselves to Quran, people who enjoy reading of Quran, tilawat of Quran, people who are engaged in the propagation of the Quran, in the tabligh of the Quran, inviting people to Quran, people who are involved in the teaching of Quran, teaching it, people who are involved in learning the Quran, their occupation is Quran, they give dars of it, they try to understand the tafsir of it, they teach, they do ta'lim and ta'allum. Oh. The Prophet ﷺ says, you want to know who these people are from the inhabitants of the earth? Ahlul Quran, men of the Quran, people of the Quran, whom Ahlullah, they are the family of Allah, they are the men of Allah, they belong to the household of Allah, whom Ahlullah, wa khasatuhu, and they are the khasa, the favorites of Allah, they are the favorites of Allah. Special favors come their way. Special mercies come their way. Because they are always occupied with Quran. I remember my late principal, my sheikh, my mentor, my ustad, Maulana Abu Saud of Bangalore, the father of Mufti Ashraf, Bari Hazrat as we used to call him, Bari Hazrat, Nawarallah Marqadahu. He was a typical example of a person belonging to Ahlul Quran, people of the Quran. Each sheikh, Hafiz Patel would say, that each sheikh has a different fragrance, a different scent. All the mashayikh and the shuyukh and the sheikhs are like flowers. Some are like jasmines, some are like roses, some are like hibiscus, different colors, different fragrances, and they are all beautiful. But everyone has a special khasiyat. Each one has his own peculiarities, traits, and characteristics. Bade Hazrat used to be known as Da'imut Tilawa. He was known as Da'imut Tilawa, one who is constant in Tilawa of Quran, one who would always be involved in Quran, occupied in Quran. Whenever we would pass in the madrasa in Bangalore by the door of Bade Hazrat, and he is alone in Khalwat and solitude, we would always hear him reciting Quran, always in Tilawat. And what a strong hafiz he was. A hafiz like that, it's very rare. And it is Bade Hazrat, when he was coming to Trinidad for our Jalsa, he boarded the plane in Bombay, and by the time he reached Trinidad, he had finished one Quran on the plane. On the plane. Such a pakka strong hafiz he was, that once we have heard from our teachers, he went to a locality and the hafiz, it was in Ramadan, maybe the middle of Ramadan, and the hafiz asked him to lead Tarawih. He said, "Where have you reached?" And from there he continued, always in Tilawa. This book of Allah, do not ever underestimate it. If you do not know how to read it, learn to read it. Become involved in classes, tajweed classes, to recite it properly. Become involved in the classes of tafsir, where the dars of the Quran is being taught, towards understanding the Quran. Let's go towards understanding the Quran. Become propagators of the Quran. Become protectors of the Quran. Become huffaz of the Holy Quran. Stand up for the Quran. Become warriors of the Quran. Have a love for the Quran. Tilawat of the Quran. You get a chance, you just read and you read. You will see special mercies come in your way. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man shagalahu al-Qur'anu," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking again, hadith Qudsi. Anyone whom the Quran occupies, he is so busy in the propagation of Quran, in the learning of it, in the teaching of it, in the dars of it, in the study of it, giving tafsir of it, understanding it, he's so occupied with that. Man shagalahu al-Qur'anu an dhikri wa mas'alati, that he has no time to remember me. He has no time to do a lot of dhikr. He cannot do 1200 tasbihat for the day. He cannot recite La ilaha illallah thousands of times. He doesn't have time for plenty of dhikr. He doesn't have time for plenty of salat and nafil salat because of his occupation with the Quran. Allah is saying, "Man shagalahu al-Qur'anu an dhikri wa mas'alati." Anyone whom the Quran occupies from doing a great amount of dhikr, and from it occupies him from asking favors of me, that he doesn't even get time to beg from Allah. He doesn't even get time to make long, long du'as. He doesn't even get the time for that. He's so occupied and engrossed with Quran. Allah says, "A'taituhu afdhala ma utiya as-sa'ilin." I will grant unto him much more, something much better than what I give to those who ask of me. There are people begging of me day and night. Yas'aluhu man fis samawati wal ard. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. They ask him every day and night. People ask of the favors of Allah. Every day he's in a different status. Allah says, "I'm going to give him," despite the fact that he doesn't have time to do much zikr, despite the time he doesn't have time to make dua and plenty of duas and beg of me because of his occupation with Quran. Allah says, "A'taituhu afdhala ma utiya as-sa'ilin." I will grant unto him something better, much more than what I give to those who beg of me. Allahu Akbar. So the formula, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, if we want to become of the favorites of Allah. Inna lillah ahlina minan nas. Sahaba said, who are the people from amongst mankind that are the favorites of Allah, that belong to the household of Allah, that are family members of Allah, figuratively speaking? Man hum? Rasulullah alayhi salam said, Ahlul Quran, people of the Quran. Hum ahlullah, they are the people of Allah. Wa qasatuhu, and the favorites of Allah. Rawahu An-Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah wal Hakim wa Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Amin.